No, they would take the government of North, government of South Vietnam into the conference table. We couldn't sell them out. They had to come there and sit. We couldn't pull a Chamberlain, Hitler deal. But if they'd let them come in the room and talk, and if they wouldn't shell the cities, and if they'd respect the DMZ, that we'd be glad to stop the bombing. Now, we didn't say they had to do all three. We just said that these are the things that mean something. They never had shown any interest for 4 or 5 months. But the last few days, they've been putting out a lot of feelers. They've not agreed to anything, and obviously I can't open my mouth because I don't want to run them off. But if they would agree to it, well, we would stop it. If they don't agree to it, we're not. And I told Nixon and Dirksen and...
People want to blow the hell out of North.
Well, I'm afraid that's right. I'm afraid that's right. And I don't know what'll happen when...
Teddy Kennedy told me he went over there south of Vietnam. And then when he got back to Boston, to South Boston, he got the shock of his life. Those Irish over there want to blow the hell out of North.
Well, I miss you, and I just wanted to tell you that I got real nice letters from these fellows, and I thought you'd tell old Big Lane and Sheridan that the president called you and said they'd really screwed him up, and that this Meyer boy, M-E-I-E-R, 20-year-old kid, went up and won first prize and whipped the hell out of everybody, and it's all because he got these damned half-breed Charley Angus.
I'll tell you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.